I've manipulated my computer in such a way as to cause the notes that I was going to read from to disappear. So here we go. Ad-libbing all the way. I've had quite the week, and it started with a trip up to Baudette. And in Baudette, I was able to get out with the kids and have a really nice time looking at stuff that's happening there, including they had a couple of aspens in their forest that had just started to break leaf bud. And I was so surprised because I had only just seen it happening here in the Grand Rapids area a day or so before that. And I thought, wow, this is really unusual. I'm really curious what's going to happen here. But I think that looking at all of the changes that have taken place here, we are still, it must have been just a couple of odd trees in the Baudette area. But the real thrill in going up to Baudette was to have my good friend Jeff Burcham take me out early Friday morning to a sharptail lek. And the lek is where the sharptail dance. And they dance to impress the females and to get an opportunity to breed with the females. And it's a spectacle. We were out there at about 4:45 in the morning, and the sharptail, it was gray dark. You could still see stars in the sky. And the sharptail were on the lek already. And the minute we arrived, they took off. We climbed into this little blind, sat down, and we were no more seated than Jeff announced that the sharptail were back. And at that point, it was still too dark to even take a picture. But we could look out with our binoculars, and we could see them. And the first thing I could hear was this drumming noise. And I thought, and this is not like the drumming of the ruffed grouse. This is something that is just instantaneous and full speed and rapid. And I listened, and I thought, what is this? And it's their feet. They are pounding the ground with their feet. They lower their body to sort of a horizontal position. They raise their tail and point it straight at the sky. They swell their throat, and there are patches on their neck where they have purple skin. And that shows up, and then they have these bright yellow eyebrows, and they erect those, and the whole spectacle is really, really amazing. And they dance for a while, and then they stop, and then they hold really, really still for a long, long time. And then they start dancing again, first one and then maybe another. And they do these dances sort of face to face. The males kind of move around from position to position and dance sort of face to face. And the lesser males, those who are not yet fully adult, let's say probably last year's males, are kind of out on the edges. And they're doing a little dancing too, but they're not getting in and mixing it up with the big boys in the center. Well, there were 17 males, and a hen came in. And when she came in, boy, the dancing, I thought the dancing was pretty spectacular up to that point. When she came into to the lek, the dancing really got frenetic, and they just danced and danced and danced and danced. And then suddenly, it had been decided, she'd made her choice, and that lucky fellow got to mate with her. And the whole scene was very quickly consummated. It was as though the dancing were the best part of it, because the consummation was rather rapid. But it was a unique experience, and one that I encourage you, if you are ever offered the opportunity to go and watch the sharptail dance, I would recommend it highly. It was absolutely the most unbelievable thing that I think I've ever seen. And these birds were just spectacular in their plumage and in their actions. They really put on a show. So if you get the opportunity, get out there and check it out. Among the other things you should be checking out are the red maples. The red maples are quite spectacularly red right now. And up until this week, it was pretty easy to tell the males from the females because the females were the red ones and the males were the orange ones. But as the male flowers complete their dispersal of pollen, the anthers on the flowers go from yellow to sort of black. And these anthers are quite small, but when they're bright yellow, they sort of make that whole red flower kind of look orange. But as they go to black, then the flower looks red again. So it's a little harder to tell. But in the last few days, the male flowers have been falling off of the male maples, and they do that because they're done. They've filled their usefulness, and so they drop their flowers, and that will tell you if you're walking along and you see a bunch of little red flowers laying on the ground, those maples right nearby are the males. Now, so that leaves the females looking quite red, but at the same time, there is leaf bud burst taking place on the maples right now, and the emerging leaves are going to be red. So they aren't done showing you all this red that they're going to give you, and it really makes it obvious why the plant is called a red maple, because every phase of its springtime is certainly red. And then you throw in what it does in the fall, and oftentimes the leaves turn red in the fall, so it really lives up to its name. So watch the red maples. They're pretty spectacular right now. And of course, this past week, the trembling aspen went from green flowers. The male flowers had fallen off of the trembling aspens. The female green flowers, those capsules that will have the seeds in them, were quite spectacular a week ago when we talked. And the following day, I think I told you last week that I thought that the aspens would leaf out in a day or two. And it turned out that on Wednesday, I saw my first aspens leafing out. And by Thursday, it was much more apparent. And by Friday, you could actually see where the clones were. And you can still do that. So if you're driving along this morning and you're seeing that lovely green wash, I sort of think of it as being about the color of green grapes. You're seeing that lovely green wash in certain areas, and those are clones. So like you'll get, in some cases, 20 or 30 or more stems that are in exact synchrony in terms of their leaf out. So look at them. There'll be these clumps of aspens that are all going to be leafing out, and their leaf size is increasing by the day, by the hour, really. It seems like every day I can see that they're getting larger and occupying more canopy space. So the trembling aspens are really putting on a show right now. Now, you may have aspens in your yard or popples. You may be just looking at them and saying, well, we got this popple tree, but it's dead. It's not leafing out with the rest of them. Well, there's another species of popple called the big tooth aspen, Grande Dentata. It typically leafs out about 3 weeks. Well, my average is, my average is 2.5 weeks, 17 and a quarter days from the time that the trembling aspens leaf out until the big tooth aspens leaf out. But that number can change quite quickly, and especially in years when we have a late spring. So, for instance, in 2013, when we had a late spring, it was 11 days rather than the 17. In 2011, it was 10 days. And back in 2001, it was 9 days. In 2010 or 11, in 99, 10 days, and in 98, 11 days. But in between, for instance, in 2012, when we had a really early spring and the aspens leafed out, the trembling aspen leafed out really early, it was 29 days between the time that the aspens and the big tooth aspens leafed out. 26 days in 2010, 21 days in 2006. 23 days in 2004. So it can be even longer than 3 weeks. 29 days, a month between the leaf out of the aspen and the leaf out of the big tooth aspen, the trembling aspen and the big tooth aspen. So if you have aspens in your yard that aren't responding, that aren't blooming right now, that aren't putting out flowers, why, don't despair. They're probably big tooth aspen. And by the way, my big tooth aspen reached their peak of flowering just this past week, like Friday. And prior to that, the flowers were red and ready to open, and then they opened, and then the catkins got to be kind of gray. And later that past week, in fact, just in the last couple of days, the flowers have begun to fall out of the big tooth aspen. Same is true of cottonwoods, which are another aspen or another popple, and their male flowers are falling as well. So lots of things going on in the aspens besides the ones that you're seeing on your property and the ones that are definitely leafing out. On the 8th of May, I saw my first rose-breasted grosbeak. That turns out to be about a day early. And I've been watching the sandhill cranes in the field, just a single bird. I think that probably it's the male. The female is probably sitting on the nest, and he comes out to gather food for them, for his mate and for her whatever offspring they might have. The other thing I've noticed about birds in general is that mallards and wood ducks, as you're driving along and looking at the woods right now, you're going to see mallards and wood ducks, mostly males. In fact, everyone that I saw in the past week was a male, and the reason for that is that the females are on their nests. So as you drive by the vernal ponds that you've been staring at, check them out. There might be some male ducks in there, but probably not many females. The tamaracks are definitely getting green. You should be seeing great hints of green in the tamaracks in the swamps around the area. In the woods, the trilliums are up and budded, but not yet flowering. The Cecil bellwort is up. This is a small plant with a little lovely pale yellow flower on it, and it is up and blooming at my house in the last couple of days. Fly honeysuckle, Canada fly honeysuckle, a native honeysuckle, is budded, but still no flowers. I saw a lot of broad-winged hawks this past week, and the bloodroot are sort of down from their peak of flowering and headed into their seed stage. They have a little pod-like seed that develops, or a seed pod, looks like a pea plant, and it will be developing right now. There's not much going on with them. But it won't be too long, and they'll be showing some little pods as they begin to develop. I got to see an American kestrel carrying off breakfast one day, and boy, you know, in the brush along the edges of the roads, I am seeing a lot of red osier dogwood, which is just spectacular right now. It is really, really red. It's breaking leaf buds, so there are little dots of green on it, but boy, that red bark is really easy to spot right now. So enjoy the red osier dogwood. And in the woods, the Pennsylvania sedge at my house is just starting to come up. And there are flowers up, but not yet blooming. Besides the Pennsylvania sedge, ostrich ferns are up, and fiddleheads can be had if you're interested in eating ostrich ferns. Look for the brown fronds. Check the Season Watch page. There's a picture there of the fertile stems that are still out and quite visible right now. These fertile stems are from last year. And if you check those out, you'll go back to those same spots and start looking. You'll find the sterile stems, which are the edible ones. They're dark green. They have a little bronze skin on them sometimes. They, in cross-section, they look very much like celery. They're deeply U-shaped. So if you come across a cluster of ferns that are coming up and the fiddleheads are unrolling, if they're whitish and furry, those are interrupted ferns and you don't want to eat those. If they're dark green, celery shaped in cross section and have these lovely bronze looking skins on the top of some of them, not all of them, that's not something that's on everyone, but if that's the case, you're going to be able to harvest some of those and eat them. They're quite good. They're actually excellent, and they really look good on the plate. I saw my first spring azure butterflies this past week. The spring azure is a little blue butterfly that doesn't sit still very long. It's actually, I think, technically, it's the northern azure in this part of the state, but spring azure or azure butterfly, what are they? Celestrina is the genus. Anyway, the spring azures are out and flying around these days, so you should be able to spot them. Box elders, the box elder trees, flowers are coming on strong. I saw eastern kingbird this week. Northern sweet coltsfoot, rather unusual plant in that it took me a long time to identify. It has a very thick stem. It has these tiny leaves, which are actually bracts that come off of the stem. And then it has a cluster of flowers at the top that look like, as they bloom, they look like the closed head of a dandelion gone to seed. So it's this white fur that sticks out of the top of the flower. And that's it. Now, if you go into the books and you start looking, you'll find the flower all right. But you look at a picture of the leaf, and the leaf is, you know, the size of your hand and kind of like a maple leaf. But the problem is the plant comes up in flowers well before the leaf emerges. So it took me years to figure this one out. In fact, Gil Quall was the one who kind of nailed it down for me because I wasn't able to figure it out because I looked at the plant and found the flower, but I could never find that big maple leaf. And the reason I couldn't find it is that it wasn't up and it doesn't come out until much later in the year. Final note for this week, keep an eye on the birches this week. The male catkins are bright yellow and distending, and I wouldn't be surprised but what they'll yield pollen today, tomorrow, maybe next couple of days. If you want to see the female flowers, you're going to have to walk up to the birch tree and pull down some branches and start looking really closely. They're going to be about a half to maybe 3/4 of an inch long, bright green with tiny little red flecks on the flowers. And they look like sort of like a miniature version of the top of a pineapple, except the leaves aren't as long as that. They're very small, like I said, a half inch tall, and it takes a careful eye to find them. That's the Phenology Report for this week. Thank you for listening. This is a busy time of year. By all means, get out and spend some time out in nature, and when you find something, send us a note. Let us know what's happening in your yard. We'll love to hear from you.